Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you're listening, around the world, this is Sedona Talk Radio.
Hello, viewers, this is Joanna Paxinou, and you're listening to At the Movies with Joanna on Sedona Talk Radio and Blog Talk Radio. We are very happy today to have with us a very special guest, Patrick Schweiss, Executive Director of the wonderful Sedona International Film Festival and Workshop, which is being held February 22nd through March 1st. Pat, welcome to Sedona Talk Radio.
Hi, Joanna. Welcome, and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure, our pleasure. Tell us a little bit about, this is the 15th annual film festival, and tell us a little bit about the opening, the official kickoff on February 22nd.
Absolutely. We've got the second largest party in the state of Arizona, the second largest Oscar party that kicks off our festival week. It's called Oscars on the Rocks, and we're showing the Academy Awards live. It's actually our 11th year of doing the event. It's the first year, though, that we've moved it over to the theater venue. So we're going to be showing the Oscars live as they happen in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
And doing a great, great show in two of the big theaters at Harkins Theaters here. And we're going to break away from the Hollywood commercials. And when they do theirs, we're going to do our live show in Sedona. So it's going to be very, very fun and exciting.
Oh, that's wonderful. That sounds like a lot of fun. And that's the official kickoff to the festival. And
it is.
Tell us who is going to be honored this year.
Well, we've got some great honorees, and we're opening it up right away on opening night. The official opening night of the festival is on Tuesday, February 24th of the festival itself, and Jane Seymour and James Keach are our honorees.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be coming, and we're going to show three different films of theirs. One's actually a sneak peek of a film we can't even mention by title.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
It's an audience test screening of one that James wrote and directed, and Jane actually produced. So they are behind the cameras on this, and they want to do an audience test screening so they can kind of get the response, the reactions, what the audience reacts to, so they can go in and fine-tune the film for its world premiere. So
that's exciting.
Very exciting thing. And then in two of the other theaters, we're showing Touching Wild Horses that Jane Seymour is the lead actress in, and then Blind Dating, which Jane Seymour also acts in, but James Keach wrote and directed, her husband. And it's a very lovely, yeah, and it's a wonderful thing that, because they actually met and had their first date here in Sedona.
Really?
About 16 years ago or so. So there's a real history that they have with Sedona. Jane has just come on as the spokesperson for Camp Soaring Eagle out in the village of Oak Creek, so she's going to be raising money for that camp, which is going to be a Paul Newman hole-in-the-wall camp for kids with life-threatening illnesses. So it's a very exciting way for us to open our festival.
That is wonderful. That is really wonderful. And I understand Robert Osborne, who was so terrific in last year's film festival, is due back this year for... Is he having an expanded role this time?
Yes, actually, he's going to lead the Q&A with Jane and James on Tuesday night. He's coming right off the Oscars. He does the Oscars live. He greets the celebrities as they come in their limousines gets them onto the red carpet for Turner Classics and for the Academy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's exciting. So he's coming over fresh off the Academy Awards, and Tuesday night he'll lead the discussion with Jane and James. Wednesday he's going to show Singing in the Rain, the great classic, and
yes.
Donald O'Connor, who starred in that, lived here when he was alive. He spent his last years here in Sedona as a resident.
He was a wonderful performer.
Oh, great, great guy, and a great human being.
That's what I heard.
Thursday he's going to bring in The Greatest Show on Earth.
Hmm.
And it's going to be wonderful because we're showing a film right before that that's called Children of All Ages. It's a documentary about the old days of the Ringling Brothers Circus. And they interview all these old performers that have since retired and are living in Sarasota, Florida. And one of the women in the film was Betty Hutton's body double in The Greatest Show on Earth. She did all the stunts, all the acrobatics. So there's a really nice tie-in between the films. And that's
on Friday,
Robert's doing one more film, one of his very favorites, which is Notorious.
Oh, that's a wonderful
Alfred Hitchcock film from 1946, I believe it was. So we've got Robert back, and then in for the weekend, we've got Doris Roberts, the incredible mom on Everybody Loves Raymond,
yes,
in one of our showcase films called Play the Game, and she'll be our honoree over the weekend, along with Giancarlo Esposito, who's making his directorial debut as Gospel Hill,
wow,
starring Angela Bassett and Danny Glover. And so we've got a really great, great lineup of films and a great lineup of celebrities coming.
That is wonderful. And I know you're going to show 135 films, and I was just curious. I know how wonderful this festival is and how highly regarded it is. Do you have any idea, approximate number of people who submitted their films to be considered to be shown at the festival?
Absolutely. We had 900 films that were submitted that we weeded down to the 135 that show at the festival. And, you know, it was amazing this year because we had an overabundance of really, really great films. We probably turned away at least 40 to 50 really outstanding films. We just didn't have enough room in the lineup, unfortunately.
Well, what is the criteria that selecting the 135?
The criteria is it has to go through. It's a very rigorous system, actually, and it's quite exciting to watch, and it's very, very democratic and diplomatic. We start in July. We give our first deadline in July. So between July and December, we have a screening committee of 30 volunteer people who all commit to watching at least 100 films over the course.
Wow.
Some are short films, some are feature films, documentaries, those type of things. And every film has to be seen by at least three different of the screening committee members and then the two heads of our film selection committee. So every film is seen by a total of at least five people on different occasions.
Wow.
And they're rated in eight different categories. And some of those include acting, script, directing, cinematography, and those type of things. And so it's really editing, film editing. It's a really incredible process, and it's amazing to see the different feedback that different people have watching the same film. And so they're rated in those categories on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best, and those with the highest averages automatically make it in. If a film ranks 4.5 and above, it's automatically accepted to our festival. And if it ranks, you know, of course, below a 2.5, we decline it and don't accept it. And then anything that falls in the middle, we relook at again, you know, second, thirds, fourth times after the five people have seen them, just to really determine which ones are going to make the lineup.
Well, that's a thorough commitment from everybody.
It really is.
That's wonderful, yeah.
It's hundreds of and thousands of hours of volunteer time to do this.
Oh.
And we have screeners that are from all walks of life. Some have been in the business. Some are actresses, were actresses. Some were filmmakers. Some still are. We have a younger demographic, some younger screeners, older demographic, because our audience in Sedona tends to be a little bit on the older demographic side.
Right.
So we really try to find films that are well-rounded and will appeal to a variety of different demographics.
That takes an awful lot of time and commitment for everybody.
Yeah, it really does. And it's an exciting process, and it's one that, boy, when we get to the December deadline and we've weeded through all of them, it's really rewarding then because you're getting to make all those wonderful phone calls saying, congratulations, you're in the festival. And it's a great time. And then it turns into just making this a wonderful festival that's featuring those films.
That's
and then
wonderful.
we also do year-round scouting at other festivals.
Oh.
So in our lineup of those 135 films, about 80% of them actually came through this regular submission process that I just talked about. The other 20% are ones that we've actually gone and hand-picked from other festivals that were winning awards or that were playing well at other festivals,
right,
or that we went and saw and experienced, and perhaps it challenged us or it moved us or there was a great audience response or it was an important film. So we will actively go out and solicit those to get to play at our festival.
That's wonderful. And I'm very impressed because I see just a handful of the movies that are going to be shown. There are an awful lot of Academy Award winners and nominees. It's a very impressive list. For example, you have an Oscar-winning documentary film director, John Zartisky.
Yeah, John Zartisky. Yes, he is. He's. We do. We lucked out this year on getting some really great Oscar either winners or contenders. And
yes.
John Zartisky, we had in. We do year-round programming, so we bring films in on second Tuesdays of every month, and so John was here in July for one of his documentaries called The Wild Horse Redemption, and it was such an honor for us to have an Oscar winner here, And he had such a great time in Sedona when he was doing the Q&A for the film. He said, you know what, I have another film we just finished. I'd love to come back for your festival. And, of course, the audience went crazy and said, absolutely, let's do it. And so we're bringing back his film, or we're bringing in his film, The Suicide Tourist, which is quite a phenomenal documentary. It actually, it's all about assisted suicide, and it follows this gentleman who has a terminal illness who wants to go out on his own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to go the only place that assisted suicide is legal, which is Switzerland.
Oh.
And so he decides to pursue that, and we actually follow him the last 4 days of his life, up to and including his assisted suicide. We watch him die for with dignity, quite frankly. And so John's coming, and his widow, the gentleman's widow in the film, Mary Ewert, is going to come as well, so she can be part of the Q&A, because she was right there at his side until he slipped off peacefully. We've got Oscar winner John Canemaker, who was here with us 3 years ago. He won an Oscar right after he was at our festival for his animated short film, The Moon and the Sun, An Imagined Conversation. And he's coming back with his next work, which is Chuck Jones' Memories of Childhood.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. He was quite a character in all our childhoods.
Absolutely.
Yes, that sounds like fun.
So many of the cartoons we all grew up with were penned by this man. So it's a pretty exciting time. And then we just found out last week that two of our featured films received Oscar nominations. So The Garden, which we're showing, got nominated for Best Documentary Film. And Revanche just got nominated for Best Foreign Film from Austria.
That's
so we've
great.
Got two Oscar nominees in the list, and two of the other films had made the Oscar shortlist, and that was Pray the Devil Back to Hell and They Killed Sister Dorothy, which are very, very powerful, powerful documentaries.
That is excellent. What a fantastic thing. I mean, the Sedona Film Festival is becoming such an important part of the whole independent film industry. I'm so proud of you. I know it's taken your hard work and your staff's hard work, and it's just a very, very well-organized, well-run, and exciting film festival.
Thank you,
I'm just so proud of you. It's wonderful.
It's
absolutely an excellent, excellent work. And I also am interested, you're also having very interesting workshops. One is going to be the latest in technology for screenwriting and editing and budgeting, and what is that all about?
Well, we have a software sponsor that comes in every year and donates incredible filmmaking software to all of our filmmaker guests and VIP guests.
How wonderful!
So every year they come in and they do a workshop on the latest and greatest. They're making films easier to make and more economical to make for the filmmakers. So they lead some great discussions and great hands-on sessions that these filmmakers can work directly with their software. And then it's very exciting for us this year. We've got a couple different things that we've added, and those being our main workshop this year is on documentary filmmaking. We figured since we had a lot of these Oscar-winning and Oscar-nominated documentary directors coming to town anyway, we wanted them to teach our next generation of filmmakers.
That is excellent. So, what a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah. So on Friday the 27th, in the morning and afternoon, there's two different sessions, and they're free and open to the public, and they're documentary filmmaking, and there'll be a different panel in the morning and a different panel in the afternoon. And then Sony is coming out on Saturday to give a workshop on shooting your film in high definition.
Excellent.
That's on Saturday morning, and then Saturday afternoon, John Canemaker is going to give an animation little mini panel and talk about Chuck Jones and what Chuck Jones' animation did to the animation world. And right after that, we've got an Acting Your Passion roundtable and panel discussion with all the actors that are coming in, Doris Roberts, Alan Arkin, James Cromwell, and a couple of Giancarlo Esposito. So we've got a really great panel discussion that's going to take about putting their passion on the screen and being the great actors that they all are.
That is excellent. What fantastic opportunities for filmmakers and even those just starting out. And this whole animation world is created. I mean, we've seen such beautiful work in animation that it's an excellent opportunity for filmmakers and movie buffs. And these open panel discussions are so wonderful, so informative. excellent opportunities for everybody.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it is. And it's really phenomenal when you see the actual, you know, the reaction from the audience, and you're in there and you're living it for these 6 or 7 days. You know, it's really remarkable what the power of the independent film has on an audience.
Yes.
You know, you're getting to be taken to places. You're getting to see, you know, we've got a film called The Salt Harvesters of Ghana. You know, you're taken to Ghana to see how hard these people work harvesting salt. And you think, what a strange concept for a film. And it's the most beautiful documentary, one of the most beautiful documentaries I've ever seen.
Well,
and,
it could be,
you know,
very powerful.
It really is. And, you know, Gospel Hill is a film that really deals with some incredible racial issues in the South. And how timely is it that now we have our first African-American president, and this film was done featuring an incredibly gifted African-American cast about a very important and disturbing topic, you know, the discrimination that the blacks faced in the South.
Yes.
And so it's very timely, and when you see these films and you see the audience reactions to them, and then you get to experience having a conversation with the filmmakers or the celebrity guests after the screening, it's really quite a remarkable thing.
Well, it's exciting, too, and it's thrilling to be able to talk to the filmmaker and to understand what their perspective was in filming it and how they went about it. And the whole industry of independent films has become so important because they have become more and more powerful, more and more meaningful, more well done and well produced. And festivals such as the Sedona Film Festival gives an opportunity to these independent films to be shown to the public, and they are just increasing in importance, I feel, more and more each year. And the wonderful Sedona Film Festival that gives the opportunity to the filmmaker to show the film and to the public to see them. So I think you are doing an excellent job.
Thank you, Joanna. And it's kind of exciting to see that the world is noticing.
Yes.
Not just what the Sedona Film Festival does, but what independent films do. You know, you look at the list of Oscar nominations this year, and it's just so incredible. There's so many wonderful independent films that are getting, you know, recognized. Frozen
yes.
River and, you know, Milk. All these all these films started out, you know, as actual independent films. Slumdog Millionaire was an independent film that got picked up by Fox Searchlight. Frost Nixon. You know, so I think the world is taking note, and they're saying, you know what, Hollywood, we know you have to have the blockbusters, the heavy action, the special effects, the car chases, all that kind of thing that drive box office revenue, but we're thirsty for something more. We're hungry for something of substance. And that's what you're seeing with this big surge of independent film.
Oh, well, they're excellent, excellent films. And there's a place for the Hollywood blockbuster, but a lot of times you really want an experience. You want something moving, or you want to find out something new about a new country or new people, and just something that independent films offer that the blockbuster doesn't satisfy. So it's the best of both worlds, really. But I'm so glad that independent films are getting more recognized because they're so meaningful, the films, and they deserve the recognition. And we need to encourage more independent filmmakers. So again, Sedona Film Festival has played roles in so many different ways that it's exciting. It must be exciting to see films shown at the Sedona Film Festival winning awards and going on to greater things. So it must be
really
very rewarding.
Yeah, I've got a very rewarding job on certain days. When you do see something like that, it's really quite amazing. And, you know, when the filmmakers are here, we become quite close to them.
Yes.
And we get to see into their world, and we get to catch a glimpse of what it is that it took to make that film. And for many of these, you know, it's their what they're going to hope is their big break, their big ticket into the big, especially with a short film. You know, 60 of our films are short films that are less than 35 minutes long. They don't show short films like they used to in the old days, where they showed a short before the main feature in a movie theater. So these short filmmakers are literally using their short as a calling card to get a better gig or to get a bigger picture. And many of these cases, in both the short film lengths and the narrative and documentary feature length films, these independent filmmakers have maxed out their credit cards. They've dwindled their savings. They've tapped into every relative they know and their investors just to make the film. And then there's a whole other ball of wax getting it marketed and getting it seen by the public. So this is, you're seeing their passion. You're seeing their love on the screen unfold, and it's very rewarding. So when they do get picked up for distribution, or they do get awards at festivals, or Oscar nominations, you know, that's their ticket.
It is. It sets them up for a very good career. And like you say, their passion, and they've given everything they have, money-wise, time, energy. They've devoted themselves totally to their films. And it's wonderful, and it's excellent, and it's exciting to see them get rewarded and giving them like a stepping stone onto a further career. So I it's wonderful. I enjoy these films so much. And you look forward to seeing their next films. Where are they going to go next? Because they're so independent. Their thinking is so independent. So
it's
thrilling to see them, you know, continue in their careers.
Yes, I completely agree. You know, and it's a really exciting time to be in the business. I mean, there's a buzz about films. You know, no matter what the economy does, and when you look historically at when it's been a depression or a recession or a bad time, theater revenue has not really dropped off that much.
No, not at all.
People still want that escape. They still want to go, you know what, no matter what we're going through in this country, in this world, whatever it is, we want that escape. So it's kind of, that's what film can do, and it can take you to that escape. It can take you to another country. It can take you to feelings you didn't know you had. And so it's a real exciting time for us to be involved, and it's exciting business that we're in.
Very exciting, and you're so right about the people needing an escape. I mean, we are all dunned each day by terrible news and the economy and unjust things happening that we have no control over, and I think people get to a point where they're just fed up, and you need some escape. You need it's wonderful to escape to these fine independent films because they're so varied. You can go in any direction.
Absolutely. So it's a good thing, and that's what we want people to take away. We want people to take away the experience of having that you just described, having that feeling, having that sensation, being taken away, being taken there, and then getting the chance to interact with the filmmakers who made it happen and getting the behind-the-scenes look. And when they do, they go away from the festival going, you know, wow, that was so much more than just a film experience.
Well, I have to say, I came to the Sedona Film Festival the first time last year, and I have to say, I had a blast. I had such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. First of all, it was so well organized and so enjoyable, but what I really enjoyed, in addition to seeing some exciting films, was the camaraderie between the filmmakers and the public. I mean, the public that was there as movie buffs, as film lovers, there was such an open interconnection, people conversing very easily, socializing, and it was a kick to see a film and love it and be able to talk to the director and get his input or her input, how they filmed it, what made them do it. It was exciting, and I know everybody had a wonderful time. I spoke with filmmakers who felt that it was so supportive. They felt so supported by the public, and I spoke to members of the public who said they had a wonderful time. They couldn't wait to come the following year. So whatever you're doing a great job for everybody.
Well, thank you. Well, we really pride ourselves on giving an experience like no other. You know, we realize for us that, you know, Sedona is a lovely and wonderful destination. People come to our festival not only because it's a great festival, but because Sedona is such a beautiful place.
It is very beautiful.
We like that. So we want to augment that with the best festival experience that we can provide people. And when we get notes from filmmakers and notes from attendees and sponsors and donors after the festival that speaks to what you're speaking about, you know, that they've just had the experience of their life and keep doing the great work you do, we realize that's why we're in this business. And we've, you know, where we've made a difference in a filmmaker's life or someone who sees a film and it suddenly changes their perspective on things or has them look at something a little bit differently. It's a big thing for us.
It is a very big thing, and it's so important for the filmmakers and for the movie-going public to access these filmmakers and to talk with them. And I have been to other film festivals that were very nice and very good, but I have to say, you do something very special with the Sedona Film Festival. And I urge listeners, you can make it, because it is an experience you will thoroughly enjoy, you will never forget, and you'll look forward to the next one. So I just congratulate
you
and your staff on doing a very, very special, there's something very special going on in that Sedona Film Festival.
Well, thank you very much, and I know you're coming back this year. I'm hoping there's going to be
fun. Absolutely.
And all that wonderful stuff, so we'll make it an equally wonderful experience. And your daughter was here, and
she is coming again.
Well,
she had a lovely time. She's looking forward to it, and so am I. It's a fun time. It's a fun time. It's a creative time. It's a thrilling time, and it's a magical time. And it's a magical
it really
time
is.
For everybody. Yeah, if you're behind the camera or not, or just an audience member, it's a supportive environment, and we all need each other. The filmmakers need the audience needs the films, and we all need you. So keep doing what you're doing.
We promise you, you keep coming, we'll keep doing it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I am so excited and so happy to be a small part of it, and I just enjoy everything about it. Are there any particular, I know this is throwing you a curve, but is there any particular film that you are looking forward to, people really getting something special out of it, or is there any?
I think when people come and see They Killed Sister Dorothy, they're going to leave the theater just completely stunned, and it's about a nun who went down and was doing some work in South America for the environment and the rainforest and this kind of thing.
Oh.
And she was killed for what she was doing down there.
Yes.
And her brother, who is featured in the film as a major part, he was a major part of her life and a major part of what she was the work she was doing down there, will be here along with the director of the film.
Oh.
And it's going to be probably one of the most emotional, beautiful experiences people come to see when they come to see a film. And then if you want, you've got something as serious as that and Pray the Devil Back to Hell, which is a group of women in Africa who are literally trying through prayer to end wars and creating this unity and this thing that instead of violence, let's pray, let's get together and put good things out there in the world and let's end the violence.
That's so exciting.
And struggling. And then if you want to be completely just tease with some great fun, go across the hall in the theater and go see The Great Buck Howard, which is a very, very funny film starring John Malkovich and Colin Hanks. And Doris Roberts is in one of our funniest films in the lineup called Play the Game.
Wow.
And she and Andy Griffith and Liz Sheridan star in it, and their young grandkids are trying to teach them the ways of dating now in the new generations.
How exciting.
And as you might imagine, incredible comedy ensues because they're trying to do this in a retirement home.
Oh,
and,
that's fantastic.
So the young bucks are trying to teach the old folks a little something about dating, and it kind of backfires on all of them. So it's very, very funny.
Well, Pat, we have come to the end of another delightful interview. And before we close, I do want to tell our listeners, for more information, go to www.SedonaFilmFestival.com or call 928-282-1177. And if you can make it at all, make the effort to come to Sedona Film Festival. You will not regret it. Pat, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you to our listeners. You've been listening to Joanna Paxinou and Pat Schweiss on At the Movies with Joanna on Sedona Talk Radio. And that's a wrap.